Hello and welcome to the Racing Postcast, proudly sponsored by Unibet. We are almost there. The Cheltenham Festival is just around the corner. We've got one big Saturday to savour at Sandown first. It's Imperial Cup Day, where £100,000 bonus is on offer if a winner on Saturday can do the double and full up at the Cheltenham Festival. That's one of four live races on ITV we'll be covering there. We also take a rare visit to Hereford, where a top yard and a top jockey team up with the favourite for the one race featuring from Hereford on ITV on Saturday. And we've also got some quality all-weather action at Wolverhampton, including the Lincoln Trial, which is one of two ITV races we'll be looking at. On the hunt for winners to get our kitty up for before the Cheltenham Festival, we've got Graham Rodway, Tom Park and Unibet's Brett Williams. Before we get stuck into the weekend, though, some exciting news for you. We're going to have a special Cheltenham Festival show for you live at 8 o'clock on Sunday. We're going to be giving our top bets across the meeting, quick fire format, trying to find as many big price fancies as we can across the week and hopefully loads of winners at 8 p.m. on Sunday. If you don't subscribe to us on YouTube, make sure you do so you don't miss, hopefully, a few of those big price winners. We'll wait and see. But before we do that, we are going to head to Sandown, our feature meeting on Saturday, where the ground is good to soft on the chase course and good to soft in places on the hurdles course. As we record on Thursday afternoon and the first race we're going to be looking at is the 150 at Sandown. This is the European Breeders' Fund Betfair National Hunt Novices Handicap Hurdle Final, otherwise known as the EBF. Ben Pauling won this race last season. Can he strike again with Meet Me by the Sea? That is a 4-1 favourite, Meet Me by the Sea. Kemble Brewery and Belliano at 9-2. George's Lad at 6s. Elysian Knight at 12s. Kepler's Law at 14s. And Piso at 16s. Let's start with you, Graham. What is your fancy for our opener?
Yeah, I think it's between the two at the top of the market, James. Meet Me by the Sea and the Kemble Brewery, and they met, didn't they, at Ludlow, which was last time out for the Kemble Brewery, and two starts ago for Meet Me by the Sea, who's come out and won since to really frank that form. However, there's a big turnaround in the weights this time. When you consider that Kemble Brewery is racing off 12 stone and Meet Me by the Sea just 11-13. There was only two lengths between them in that Ludlow race. I think that Kemble Brewery is weighted to reverse the places with him. He jumped right throughout Ludlow last time, so this track should suit him well. And he looks like he'll stay further than 2 miles, which he's yet to run over beyond 2 miles, of course, which is, I suppose you could argue the same about Meet Me by the Sea. It's going to be very tight between the two, but I prefer the Kemble Brewery out of the pair.
Yeah, the Kemble Brewery named after a pub in Cheltenham, which is sure going to be packed next week with the Cheltenham Festival in town. Tom, do you think they'll be cheering in the Kemble Brewery or are you looking elsewhere?
I certainly think the Kemble Brewery is a talented horse. I really like the profile of Belliano here for the Paul Nicholls team. Nicholls won this race 3 times in the last 10 years, so he does target it. And just his last two runs, Belliano, I feel like they've had a handicap in mind for him for a long time. He was second to the New Lion at Chepstow in a maiden hurdle back in October. Obviously, that is pretty strong form. He's beaten form 3/4 lengths, no match for the New Lion that day. But his two runs since at Ascot and Market Raising, he's been given a very clever ride by Cobden and Freddie Gingell in the two runs, winning very causally. As I said, I think they've been waiting to see an opportunity in a handicap, I think. Valuable handicap, this. Nicholls has won it a few times. I think this has been the plan for a long time. I think he's actually one of Nicholls' better novices this season. And, yeah, for a mark of 125, I think Belliano will go very well here.
He's a 9-2 second, joint second favourite of Kemble Brewery. Finally, Brett, what do you like?
Yeah, good race, isn't it? We are actually giving you money back as cash if you're at the second or third in this race. So that might be a good incentive to get involved. Yeah, I think the favourite is a pretty solid market leader, Meet Me by the Sea. I was actually at Doncaster when he won that race, beat Mythical Moon of Alan Kings, who since went and ran okay, actually finished second at Exeter on very soft ground. So that form has a reasonably strong look to it. But at a slightly bigger price, I like George's Lad for the Emma Laval team. Liam Harrison rides, was a winner there last time on its first run over to, or first run back over to 2 miles four. That was a good performance, won well. The second has come out and scored again since. So again, strong form line there. I do think it does look between the top two, but as I said, at a slightly larger price, I do quite like Come George's Land in a race, as I said, where we are giving you money back as cash if you back the second or the third.
Yeah, George's Lab was my HOA fancy as well, Brett. So that one's officially cursed, I'm afraid. But we'll see what happens on Saturday afternoon. And we'll move on to the big race. This is the 225 at Sandown, the Betfair Imperial Cup, where that £100,000 bonus is back on offer. So if horse wins the Imperial Cup, and most of her field are entered at Cheltenham Festival, this should say, they'll be getting a bonus if they can follow up. It doesn't happen all too often, but who knows what could happen. Well, we'll have a look at the market for Saturday's race. The 11-2 favourite is Bo Zenith for Nicky Henderson. Go Dante, last year's winner, 13-2. Lump Sum, 15-2. Batman Girac looking to give Willie Mullins his first win in the race. What a confidence boost it would be for them if he could win the Imperial Cup on Saturday. Reckless Eric at 9, Spirit Bay at 9s, and Ooh Betty and Affadil at 11-1 each. Let's start with you, Tom. Just before we get stuck into selections, it is a hard ask to go and win this and then follow up at the Cheltenham Fest, wasn't it? It's, I know we talk about the bonus, but what a mighty achievement that is. You've got to be some special horse.
Yeah, absolutely. You need to be a special horse and you need to have plenty of weight in hand. Those are usually the two keys. Even Langadan fell short of it, bumping into Gallop and Deschamps in the Marlin Pipe after winning this. So, it is a very difficult task. It was the horse of Willie Mullins that... He won a grade one on the flat. He actually, I think he refused to start. Or
Wicklow Brave pulled up in this.
Yeah, he did. He ran an absolute stinker and then won the county hurdle the week after, which was quite an achievement, not to win this and then win the county hurdle. It is a tough race. It's a tough double to do. They deserve every penny of the 100,000, but it adds another incentive. I'm glad they brought the bonus back. It just adds another intriguing angle, keeps the Cheltenham Festival blood pumping. And we've got another really cracking race here. I've fallen on Affadil for Paul Nichols. What was a good day for Paul Nichols after tipping his in the first. But I like this horse's profile. He unbelievably run 20 times over hurdles and he's only a six-year-old. But that is not... That usually follows a trend for a Paul Nichols juvenile to kind of race them quite hard. He seemed to really get himself back into form last time at Musselburgh. It was a bit unlucky not to win, I thought. Travelled really strongly, looked the winner for pretty much the entire race before just getting caught late on. I think he's really well handicapped, this horse of 122. He's obviously... I think he was fifth in the county hurdle last year off a mark of 130. So he's really well handicapped on that form. There were signs that he's starting to come back to form. And if he does, I think he's definitely got a few pounds in hand and he's going to need it. The top ones in the market, Lump Sum, actually backed in the Betfair hurdle, ran a stormer. I think he'll run well again. It's just... I'm not sure how many more pounds he's got in hand on the handicapper, and you'd expect a few in this race to have at least a few. And the Willie Mullins horse is obviously interesting. Batman Girac is the only one of Mullins that was entered in the race for this potential double. So as of obvious interest, but I like Affadil. I think he's coming to the boil just at the right time. And yeah, as I said, I think Nichols is targeting these meetings just in and around the Cheltenham Festival with some of his better and better handicapped horses. I think he'll go well after him.
Let's bring you in, Brett. We've obviously got the Nicky Henson favourite, Bo Zenith, here. And before we get on to him, Nicky was in fine form on Monday in our Racing Post Unibet Cheltenham preview, wasn't he? Talking all things. Enjoyed that. Do check that out on the Racing Post YouTube channels. And we saw Constitution Hill schooling this week. We know you're close to the yard, Brett. All still well as we talk on Thursday afternoon?
I hope so. as you know yourself, James, you know, what, 4 or 5 days away from it. 24 hours is a long time in any horse's life. So let's just sort of keep everything crossed that they all get there in one piece. I mean, as I said, it could potentially be a really good week for Nicky Henderson. I know, obviously, Sergino, that one of the big guns has taken out, but that I don't think detracts from the fact that he does still hold, you know, some real solid chances. Whether Beau Zenith will end up as one of his Cheltenham winners this year is questionable. As you said, he is a favourite for this Imperial Cup. I'm not quite convinced about him, to be honest. He's had a couple of starts over 2-5. He's stepping back down in distance. He has got two entries at Cheltenham in the Coral and in the Martin Pipe. Of course, both over 2.5. So, I mean, if he wins, I'm just not sure what they're going to do, if they're going to run him at Cheltenham in the end or not. It's a good little race. Money-wise, Beau Zenith has been very strong in the market, along with Go Dante Lash, who, as you said, is very well handicapped on his form from last year. Didn't run too badly at all behind Joyous at Newbury last time. So you can make a case for him. And then, of course, as Tom's already mentioned, Lump Sum, best horse in the race, but it has got a shoulder top weight, which is going to be very hard for him. And we don't sort of know how hard a race he had at Newbury as well. And I quite like, at a slightly bigger price, I think Reckless Eric is one you could definitely put in there. draw a line through his run at Windsor. We know that the form there perhaps doesn't work out quite so well. It's quite a tight track. The ground was quite messy and soft. I think a nice galloping, decent pace around a sort of an undulating track like Sandown will really suit him, because he is a winner at Cheltenham this year. And I just think he could still be quite progressive. Instead, he's the biggest sort of prize, but I wouldn't rule out some Reckless Eric in a race where we are paying five places at 1, 2, 3, 4, five places each way.
Brett is giving a high five for anyone listening on Spotify there. Five places for the race, and Reckless Eric is his choice at 9-1. Graham, finish us off. What do you like?
To Chase a Dream. I like James. I think that this horse is really useful in proving. Also came from point to points. He actually won a flat race in pointing for Paul Collins, who, if I'm honest with you, I've never heard of him, but he trains up Parkey's Way up in the northeast there. And this horse just keeps running well. I mean, he was fourth at Cheltenham two starts ago. And then last time he ran into Classic King, but it was a right old messy race at Donny. I mean, they it was one of those days where the sun was low. They omitted the last three flights. It was a huge bunch coming around the last flight as they were trying to avoid it. And he just got in a mess. He was no match for the winner, but he ran on really strongly. I mean, it looked like he was going to drop out to finish second. I think he's progressing his RPRs with almost every start. And he got a career best RPR last time at Donny. However, the BHA assessor actually dropped him in the weight. So I think he's fairly handicapped. And Brian Hughes has won twice on him and gets on well with him. So I think he's overpriced at double figures to Chase a Dream.
As we all are, Graham, as we all are. 3 o'clock at Sandown, our next race, the British Stallion Studs EBF Mares Standard Open National Hunt Flat Race, the listed bumper. In short, where we see a rematch between Charisma Cat and Dream Shadow, second and third in the listed race at Market Race. And it's the second, who is 2-1 favourite, Dream Shadow for Fergal O'Brien, who won this race a few years ago at 7-2. Supreme Malnass for the Skeletons at 4s, A Path to Ronda 15-2, Roses All the Way at 8s, and Easy Love and Philippa's Choice at 12s. We'll go straight back to you, Graham. What's caught your eye?
Well, I think Charisma Cat will win this. She should be unbeaten. She was unlucky not to win that listed bumper at Market Racing last time. She got in trouble at an important time of the race and was absolutely flying at the finish. The other couple of strides, she'd have gotten beaten Kingston Queen. Dream Shadow is a main danger. It was well held in third. I think that Charisma Cat will get to or confirm the places, and that form will be good enough from last time. So I'm with Charisma Cat, James.
Now, for those of you listening, you won't be able to see, you had a very strong nod of approval from Brett, and Parky less so. So we'll start with Brett first. You seem to be in agreement with Graham there.
Yeah, I was actually at Market Racing that day when she ran, because it was the Unibet Allen Swimbank race. We were sponsored on that card, and I was actually watching the race in the parade room with Robert Whaley Cohen, who obviously owns the horse. I think he bred her as well, didn't he? And I think he was ruining his luck. I think it's fair to say that she was very much an unlucky loser. I'd imagine Tom Cannon was quite frustrated as well after the race, because she was really doing her best work at the end, and she got no luck in running whatsoever. I think she could be, as you said, she could be really unbeaten coming to this, had that not happened at Market Race. And I think she'll take all the catch in here. This is a good race, isn't it? It's been won by some decent mares down the years. Obviously, Dan Scout won it last year. He's represented this year. I think Lucia won it as well. I think John Bottom was grabbing a few years ago. So it's got an illustrious role of honour. But we should just give a mention, I mean, maybe you can perhaps enlighten me as well. What about this Gower Spirit for Henrietta Knight? I mean, it's quite rare you get a debutante make its debut in a race of this nature. So it must be shown a fair bit at home. But no, for me, I'm very much siding with Charisma Cat, and we will be price boosting the favourite in that race as well.
Yeah, 40-1 the Gower Spirit. So interesting to see what the market does. Now, Parker, you weren't seeming in agreement with the two boys there.
I don't have as strong as opinion on the race, I don't think, as the two boys, but they look like they got racing an awful long way out at Market Racing. I know the winners ended up staying there. The others that were in and around the kind of dropped back, and I just wonder if Charisma Cat got almost lucky that she didn't get racing so soon, because she did get bad luck. She got a run check. She had to kind of start again. I don't know if it necessarily, I think it might have played to a favour because she was had to be held on to a little bit longer. I am on the side with Dream Shadow. I wouldn't be very strong. I quite like the way she won her bumper at Utox at the start before as well. She obviously went off 13-8 favourite for the race at Market Racing. I wouldn't give up on her just yet. Virgil O'Brien's bumper horses, he's the man to go to, and I think she's quite good. It'll be a good race. As I said, I'm not as strong on as the boys, but I will be siding with Dream Shadow, I think.
Yeah, completely agree with you. And I think the only other element to add in is the track is going to be completely different, and I think the stiffer track is exactly what she wants. But we've got half down the screen, half Dream Shadow, half Charisma Cat. We'll see who's right at 3 o'clock at Sandown. Last race we'll be looking at there is the 3:35 at Sandown. The last race for on ITV before we go to the Cheltenham Festival. This is the best odds on Betfair Exchange handicap chase over 3 miles, where Dreaming Blue is your 9-4 favourite. Holy Joe Smoke at 5-2. Java Points 9-2. Excello 11-2, Goshen, he's still going 6-1, and Hubrisco at 12s. We'll start with you, Brett, this time. What do you fancy in this one?
Well, we're price boosting the favourite in this race as well, James, so you will get some decent odds. This race is actually cut up quite significantly, isn't it? It was quite a few entries earlier on, but it has sort of been, the field has been reduced quite significantly. I'm quite keen here on Holy Joe Smoke. He was impressive on his penultimate start. Then disappointed after that, but just reading the report after, I think he bled. I'm not sure how bad, but it did say he bled from the nostrils. So we haven't seen him since then, which sort of you could say could be cause for concern. But often, you know, this time of year, you want a horse that's sort of not been running and is quite fresh. So that for me is a bit of a plus, especially for a bleeder. He is higher in the weights than he was when he scored 2 starts ago, but I think he won't be plenty now. He absolutely bolted up on that occasion. So for me, I think Holy Joe Smoke is the one they've all got to catch. And, you know, what's an interesting race. I did just actually speak to Nicky Henson about Excello in the race. And about a year ago, he was telling me this horse was bottomless ground. You know, he wants it where it's pretty much unraceable. But then you look at his form, he's actually got some quite good form on good ground. And I think a stiff 3 miles around Sandown will suit Excello as well. I think he's an underachiever, but I think he arrived with a slightly better reputation than what he's actually lived up to. But no, this race could be quite easy pickings for him. A small field, he could get into a nice rhythm, stiff finish. So Excello could run well, but I do think Holy Joe Smoke is my idea of the winner.
A bonus appearance from Nicky Henson himself. I tell you what, we didn't know we were getting that today. Tom, agreement?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do like Holy Joe Smoke. I was keen on him at Newbury, and he did bleed by all accounts. And he travelled into the straight quite well. I was quite happy, and then he just stopped very quickly. So I'm glad that there is an excuse for him just petering out like he did. He's largely consistent before that, so it is always a worry back in a bleeder. But I think this horse was well handicapped going into that race in Newbury. He's gone off the same mark here. As long as he doesn't show any effects of, as long as there's not a repeat of Newbury in terms of the bleeding, etc., I do think he's really well handicapped. But this is a good race. Like all six runners, even the mighty Goshen showed a little bit more at Ascot last time, and he always seems to go quite well at Sandown. I think it is a really good race. Holy Smoke, he's been on my radar for pretty much all season as a pretty well-handicapped horse. And yeah, I'm quite glad they had an excuse at least for disappointing at Newbury last time. Hopefully he'll run much better here. And if he does, I think he's the one they all have to beat.
Okay, we'll come to you, Graham. You're going to chase a dream in the Imperial Cup. You're not on Dream Shadow. Are you going to be dreaming blue?
No, not for me. I like Java Point. I backed him at this course last year when he was successful, and he's only £1 higher than when he won over course and distance last year on good ground, which is going to get exactly perfect here for him again. And he's actually £1 lower than when he was only beaten a small margin by Transmission at Cheltenham at the November meeting. So I think back to a course where we know Java Point likes on conditions that are ideal for him, he's going to go very well.
That was Sandown All Four Live ITV Races. Join us after the break. We'll be looking at the action at Hereford and Wolverhampton at Hereford, one of the yards of a big Cheltenham Festival favourite. It's looking for a bit of a boost.
Do you want over £2,000 in Cheltenham free bets? Visit racingpost.com/freebets, the ultimate hub for betting offers. Racing Post, stay ahead of the field.
Okay, so we move on to Hereford, our second meeting where the ground is good. We're looking at one race here, which is the 205, the Dragon Bet backing our opinion at Cheltenham Handicap Chase. I touched before the break on that yard. That is, of course, the Joe Tizzard stable, who have the changing man at the top of the betting for the ultimate. Well, they've got Western General here with Jack Tudor bidding for a first winner for the Tizzards, either Colin or Joe. Western General is 6-4 favourite. Hypotenuse at 5-2, Willie the Builder 4-1, Mackenberg 11-2, and Formoso, the local trainer, Matt Shepherd at 14-1. Tom, what wins at Hereford?
Yeah, I quite like the favourite here, James. I was quite keen on Harper's Brook, but that was taken out. I'm going to side with Western General. Thought it was a really good performance of Wincanton last time. Obviously won well. By 10 lengths, but he seemed to get his jumping back together, which seemed to abandon him a little bit on his two starts prior. He's up £10, so he's got to prove that he is improving, but I think he is, and I think this small field should suit him as well, so I'm going to side with Western General.
Completely in agreement. Graham?
No strong view for me here, James. I'll let this one go through to the keeper, as Keith Milrose would say.
And finally to Brett.
Well, we are super boosting all the field in this, so again, you're going to get some decent odds. I just think it's interesting, as Tom's already said, Harper's Brook was engaged in this race, another one trained by Dan Scout. He's got this Willie the Builder, who's having his chase debut, which is quite an unusual time to be making a chase debut. Bearing in mind, if he wins, he's only going to be a novice until November. But, you know, he's got some very smart hurdles for him. Last run at Newbury behind Joyous, that's pretty solid. I mean, if he's been scoring well and jumping well, you know, you've got to take him into consideration. He's a better horse on over hurdles than Western General. On chase, from Western General has definitely sort of got the form in the book. But, I just think it's interesting that Willie the Builder's in this race when, you know, I can't see it's run over fences anywhere before. So it is its chase debut as far as I can see. So for me, that's quite interesting.
That's the jumps wrapped up for the weekend. We might have a look at anyone fancies away from the tracks at the end. But we're going to head to the Orweather and to Wolverhampton, where it's Lincoln Trial Day, the 2:45 at Wolverhampton, the Bet MGM Lincoln Trial Handicap. Not too far away, the flat season, end of a month. Will this whet the appetite just a little bit? Not the most informative trial as it goes. Not an obvious link towards the winner. We've got a 20-1 shot for the Lincoln in Great Chieftain. Whipcracker is 16-1, both with Unibet. But the favourite here at 100-30 is Kingdom Come, who of course won the race last year. Great Chieftain, 11-2, one of those in the Lincoln entries. Symbol of Light, 13-2. Whipcracker and Final Voyage at 7s and Local Heroes at 10. Graham, have you got an opinion on this one? Looks pretty wide open.
Yeah, get some proper racing at last. Forget about all this Cheltenham and jumping, you know, get some proper flat racing. Just what we need the weekend before Cheltenham, isn't it? Not really. Lincoln trial, whatever they call it, that isn't really a Lincoln trial. I think this one will go to Symbol of Light. He's really good around this track. He's unbeaten in two starts at Wolverhampton. He's a course and distance winner, and he looked better than ever last time out when he made all at Southall. He was never in any doubt losing that race and was really strong at the finish. I think the symbol will likely outclass these, James.
If that wins, we'll let you off those absurd comments you've made there, Graham. Tom, I'm sure you're not in agreement about his Cheltenham views.
Yeah, I mean, my brain is a long way from Wolverhampton, take it that way. I'm gonna side with Final Voyage. The draw's just come out like literally an hour before we have shot this. So he has got 13 out of 13, which is not ideal. Was second in the race last year off a £1 low mark. Bit unlucky not to win, actually. And yeah, Johnny Murta, Billy Lochnane, that's about as much intel as I've got, really. I think he's obviously gone well in the race before, and he looked pretty well handicapped. But yeah, I wouldn't be overly strong. Wolverhampton is it shouldn't really be happening 3 days before Cheltenham. Let's face it.
Well, Billy Lochnane is the man to follow around there. We know. Finally, Brett.
Yeah, we're paying four places in this race. I do agree. I'm like, when we looked at the Rendall, I thought, oh my God, we've got Wolverhampton now. I mean, if it was a proper genuine Lincoln trial, it is at the right sort of time, what, 3 weeks before the big race itself. But the fact that hardly any of these horses are actually engaged in the race is, you know, tells its own story. I agree with Tom. I think Final Voyage is the one who's got some solid form. He's, you know, he's fit, he's very consistent. Yeah, the outside drawing 13 may not be ideal, but he is a hold-up horse, so they can just sort of try and perhaps just miss the break ever so slightly with him and just sort of creep in and get on the inside. Billy Lochnane, as you said, a master of his profession. So you can make a case for him, and local hero as well for Richard Hannon. I thought that horse was quite unlucky, actually. I looked back at the replay of that one at Kempton last time. Got no luck at all. And as you see, you often see a lot of horses finish fast and late at Kempton. That was a solid effort. And yeah, so for me, local hero and Final Voyage would be the one to put into it. But as I said, not really paid too much attention to any of the flat racing at all for the last 3 or 4 months.
Well, you're going to be disappointed to know we've got another one to look at here. This is a 3:20 Wolverhampton. This is a good race. This is quite a good race, actually. The BetMGM Lady Wolfrana Stakes, a listed race where we've got a genuine Group Race performer in the Midlands in Jabara. She was second in the Falmouth for Group 1. Interesting to see how far she'll go this season for Roger Varin. She's head of the market at 15-8. El Shabab Storm, 7-2. First run for Marco Botti, having moved from Andrew Balding. Fair Angelica, 9-2. Witch Hunter, busy through last flat season at 7s. William Twee, 17-2. Golden Mine, 10-1. And Royals of Beale, 12. Graham, you're the most upbeat for Wolverhampton on Saturday, so we'll come straight back to you.
Yeah, love it. Yeah, it's a good race, this, isn't it? As you say, James. I understand that there's quite a bullish or strong quote coming our way in the paper on Saturday regarding Jabara. So I await that with anticipation. No doubt there's plenty of stable confidence behind her. However, I do think that Al Shabab Storm has been a good horse for a long time for Andrew Balding, and he's starting out for Marco Botti. He's a bigger price than Jabara, and like her, he's been competing in Group Ones and proper Group Three and Group Two, but proper Group Threes and Group Twos, you know, not like fillies ones, you know. So I at the prices, I would much rather back Al Shabab Storm than Jabara, for all that there's going to be a lot of lot of stable confidence behind Jabara, as I understand it. The other one that is worth a mention is Witch Hunter, who is obviously an old favourite, but he's unbeaten at Wolverhampton. Like, he really likes this track, and he's got Jamie Spencer up on him, and Spencer obviously has partnered him to some of his finest runs. So it wouldn't entirely surprise me at a big price if Witch Hunter went well, but you would be thinking that probably Jabara and Al Shabab Storm have got too much improvement to come over a horse like Witch Hunter. And at the prices, I've got to be on Al Shabab Storm, James.
Yeah, looks as if there's a bit of market support as well. 9-2 into 4-1 into 7-2 now, Al Shabab Storm. So Brett's has some clear interest in the second favourite.
Yeah, I can see why. You know, it has its first run for Marco Botti, but as G-Lod's already said, you know, showed some smart form for Andrew Balding. We are best industry price all runners in that race. I mean, I think, you know, the mare in the race, if she's if she's fit and well, she's going to take all the beats, and she's by far got the strongest form in the race. We talk about a Lincoln trial. Witch Hunter is actually in the Lincoln, so this could be a nice little prep race for him for going up to Doncaster. But yeah, I mean, I think Jabara, you know, on all known form that we've seen from her, she should be head and shoulders above her rivals in this race. But yeah, it will be interesting to see how Al Shabaab Storm fares on his debut for the Marco Botti team.
Finish yourself, Tom.
I'm still in shock that Witch Hunter's unbeaten at Wolverhampton. He's only won four races in his life.
And one of them was at Wolves.
I tell you, every time I've backed him, he's not won, and which is a lot because he's very much a cliff horse of mine, is old Witch Hunter. But I was backing him in the Queen Anne and races like that last year. So he's got a lot of high-class form. Just doesn't win a lot, but I'm still shocked that he's unbeaten at Wolverhampton. But he is, I've checked. He has got a chance, Witch Hunter, but I do think Jabara is rock solid. I actually think she's a pretty good price here. Proper Group 1 form behind Port of Fortuna, obviously. Unlucky at Glorious Goodwood. She's a big improver, and providing she's fit enough, I think she's a class above these. Good old Witch Hunter. He'll no doubt go in when I've been slating the pool out, but he'll no doubt travel and go there with a run and ultimately not win. But
No wonder, Tom, you're not as enthusiastic about Wolverhampton. You've got so many battle scars with some of them who are turning up. So
I'm nearly convinced you're in our pocket. I'm nearly convinced you're passing a bit more cash.
I was just like, there's no way that he's got that right. And I look, oh God, he is. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, well, we will find out what selections we have away from the ITV cameras as well as those best bets after a quick word from our sponsors.
Want betting on the horses to be anything but flat? With an app that impresses every time out, you're on. Want to watch live streaming of races in the UK, Ireland and around the globe? You get a chance to win even bigger with 3 uni boosts every day on any horses you want. Unibet, you're on.
Okay, so before we go on to our best bets, Tom, you've picked one out that we should keep an eye out for.
Yeah, I like the chances of horse of Dan Skelton's called Coco Mademoiselle. She had a few entries at Sandown this weekend. She's running in the 4:10, which is a 2.5 mile limited handicap chase. Skelton had a few in this, so that they've opted to run her here. And I think she's got a big chance. Like, she was a bit disappointing at Cheltenham last time, but she didn't run badly. Again, she probably should have won at Worcester the time before. But she's just always struck me as a really well-handicapped horse. And I think she's going to take an awful lot of beating. I think she's got at least 7 or 8 pounds in hand. She's becoming a little bit of a cliff horse, like... good old Witch Hunter. But I think there's been a couple of excuses in the last few runs. I expect her to get back to winning ways here. I think she's got a good chance.
Get around Wolverhampton, Parky. That could be the answer to her. nothing from Graham. Brett, just remind us what offers you've got this weekend.
Yeah, plenty of them. Obviously, go onto the website and also go onto the Racing Post and the Unibet YouTube page, as you said at the top of the show. People who want to watch the Unibet preview, Nicky Henderson and Tom Segal, Paul Keeley, and I think Nicola Boynville makes a special appearance, along with Ed Nicholson, of course. So it's definitely worth watching that. With money back second or third in that 150 at Sandown, in the Imperial Cup at 225, we're paying 5 places each way there. The money horse is last year's winner, Go Dante and Bo Zenith. And we're also price boosting the favourite, which is Charisma Cat, currently in that listed mare's bumper. At 3 o'clock. I should just say though, James, we're giving a few horses about everyone else. At Hereford, there's a horse called Yes Day that runs in the 3:45, trained by John Joe O'Neill. A pretty smart sort. He's still unexposed, certainly over 3 miles. Benjamin Macy takes back £25 off his back. I think could be quite interesting. It's definitely on the upgrade. So Yes Day for me would be one horse that I'm focusing on at Hereford in the 3:45 as well.
Okay, snuck that one in very nicely. Well done, Brett. Little one to watch out for at Hereford. Let's move on to our best bets. Graham, what is the nap for us on Saturday?
Yeah, there'll be plenty of people chasing a dream next week at Cheltenham, but I'm going to be on to chase a dream in the 2:25 at Sandown on Saturday.
Tom?
Yeah, 1:50 Sandown when he's back with Unibet, but I don't think you'll be needing it because I think Belliano is going to win for the Paul Nicholls team to make it 4 wins from the last 10 runs in the race. Loads of good form, 1 run behind the new Lion. And yeah, I think it's been all been about a big handicap, and I think that big handicap is this. So Belliano for me in the 1:50 at Sandown.
I am going to go for Dream Shadow in the 3 o'clock at Sandown. And finally, Brett, finish us off.
Yeah, it could be a good week at Cheltenham for Dan Scouten. It could start good for him though on Saturday with Holy Joe Smoke in that 3:35 at Sandown. Disappointed the Mandarin last time, been freshened up since though, and represents good value with Unibet.
Thank you very much to our panellists, Brett Williams, Tom Park and Graham Rodway. As always, do rate, review and subscribe to our shows if you'd enjoy it. Don't forget, we have got the postcast special for the Cheltenham Festival at 8 p.m. on Sunday. We're going to be going through all our best bets, quick fire format, lots of winners, hopefully some big price runs as well. So do join us then. But as ever, enjoy this weekend's racing. We're not quite at Cheltenham yet, but hopefully you'll have a lucky weekend. Enjoy the racing. Goodbye and gamble responsibly.